This is the simple and glorious message of Christmas. When we take it in with all its truth and wonder and power, Christmas comes alive in us.
Yes, indeed, it is important that Christmas does indeed come alive in each one of us, because we have all received a special gift. The baby has come, the baby has been born, and the Savior has been unleashed upon the world. It changed the world 2,000 years ago, and it continues to change the world today. So good morning and welcome to the fourth Sunday in Advent here at Berea Baptist Church. Today we'll be focusing on peace, the peace that the Christ child brings to the world. And it's a very relevant message, for we need peace. We need that gift in our society, and we need to be able to embrace it. For with peace, we can learn to respect each other. With peace, we can try to instill the importance of learning how to agree to disagree and to work together in a spirit of love. Also want to remind you to please take the opportunities to share these podcasts this Christmas season with other family members and loved ones and with your friends and with your neighbors, that they also may rejoice and celebrate in the Christmas season. And wanted to give you a heads up, we will be having a podcast on Christmas Eve. And so you definitely want to be looking out for this. There'll be a very special Christmas story for the children. And so have the children close by. And this is something that hopefully you can send around to others as well so that they can enjoy the Christmas story, kind of a set-down scene at home, and just bring everybody together and hear the story of Christ's birth. We'll also celebrate the Lord's Supper. And so at home, you can get your elements together and follow along with us and celebrate the Lord's Supper, because it's very appropriate that we do this at Christmas. Because, see, you can't have Bethlehem without Jerusalem. You have the birth, and you have the death and the resurrection, and you have the coming again of Christ. So today, we focus on His name is Jesus, Wonderful Counselor. Not Wonderful Counselor, but Wonderful and Counselor and Prince of Peace. Many of you will remember the song, "For Unto Us a Child is Born," from Handel's Messiah. It's one of my favorite songs in that piece of music. And it makes me go back to the time when I was a student at Elon. Every Christmas season, the choir would put on the Messiah. And, of course, you would have the pipe organ and orchestra instruments with it. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I had an aunt that gave me a copy of the Messiah so that I could follow along. And so as they were singing along, I could follow as well. And it brings back many, many good experiences for me. And when Grace went back to Elon as a student years after me, they were still doing the Messiah, and she had the opportunity to be a part of that. So we think about Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, and a son is given." We're also reminded today in the message about not being afraid. Fear not. That's perhaps one of the most important messages of Christmas. Fear not, for Jesus, our Savior, is born. God appears, or the angel appears, with a message from God to Joseph in a dream. Fear not. Don't be afraid to take Mary. She is bearing my child, God's gift to us. The angel Gabriel appears to Mary. Fear not. You will bear God's Son, Jesus, Savior of the world. You know, this is also a time of the year when we have many different Christmas specials, a lot of children's specials. And one of the classics, of course, is Charlie Brown Christmas. What you may not know is that Charles Schulz was a devout Christian. And in this particular Christmas episode, he wanted to include a nativity scene. And there was some controversy about it. And some producers wanted him to remove it from the program. But he refused. And we're so glad that he refused. Because there's a scene in that program that involves Linus. And you remember Linus. He either had the thumb in his mouth or his security blanket with him, or both. But you remember him. And they were doing a scene, a nativity scene enactment. And Linus has but two words. And in his, he steps up to say his two words. He says, "Fear not." And as he's saying, "Fear not," he drops his blanket. It's the only time he ever dropped the blanket. So even though we are facing a Christmas season where we have to navigate a COVID environment, as we celebrate Christmas and conclude this year and go into next year, may we move forward, trust God, and fear not, for the Savior is born.
Shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace, because hope was born this night.
It's always great to be able to recognize birthdays here at Berea. It's been a tradition that we've done for many, many years. And today we have a very, very special birthday to recognize this week. On Friday, Christmas, it's Jesus' birthday. We celebrate the birthday of our King, of our Savior, of our Lord. Also on Christmas Day, Pat Farrell will be celebrating a birthday. And so we reach out to Pat and wish her a really happy Christmas and a great birthday. On Saturday, the 26th, Gray Mincy will have a birthday. And so, again, congratulations on another year. We have some prayer concerns that I want to share as well. Bill Thomas passed this past Wednesday. And so remember the family. That's always tough to lose one really close to a holiday season and Christmas season. And so remember the Bill Thomas family. Also, we've had several deaths in the congregation and continue to remember each of these families at this time. Christmas is a very special time, brings back so many memories, and a lot of thoughts will be going back to Christmas past. We also, with our prayer concerns, want to acknowledge that Shirley Luter, Sandra Rich's aunt, had surgery this week, and the report was that it was a good report, and so we want to uplift her. Also, we have want to remember Susan Oakley's Stephen Oakley's girlfriend, Lindsay, and also Robbie Oakley, as they are both dealing with COVID. So please keep them and lift them up in your prayers. Also would like for you to lift up my cousin, Andy Jonas. He has stage 4 cancer and COVID and is in hospital, and so lift him up as well. Continue to remember Gwen Mumford as she continues to make progress. Lift her up, as well as Jimmy Council and Ronnie Venable. Aubrey Vickers also is having some difficulties, so continue to remember him and Juanita. Keep Emily Leeds in your prayers as she battles cancer this season. And then also Ray Ensco. There are also many others on the Berea prayer list, and continue to lift them up, and that we place them on God's throne of grace. May we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, today we fear not, because you are our Lord and you are our Savior. You have come to us. You meet us where we are, in the midst of whatever situation we may be facing. Dear Lord, whether it's sickness, loneliness, battling COVID, having lost a loved one recently, we can feel emptiness often in our heart. Lord, fill it with your love. Lord, we may be tired. We don't like being confined. The absence of interaction with family and friend wears us down, especially during Christmas season. But Lord, we know you are our best friend, and we ask that you help us feel your presence, especially when we feel abandoned. Dear Lord, we ask for all the persons that have been mentioned today, as we lift them to your throne boldly and place them there, that they may experience your healing presence, your grace, and your mercy. We pray for the strength that we need to move forward each day. Help us to pray regularly. Help us to study your word regularly, that we may come to know you better and how you respond to us and to our prayers. Our Father, we also pray for our country, and we pray for our churches. May revival begin and grow like a wildfire throughout our land. For we have good news to share, and we are that light that pierces the darknesses that we encounter. Dear Lord, thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Now today, got a little different children's story. Now you'll notice we have our Advent wreath here. And we've got four candles lit. And we've talked about the candle of hope and faith and joy. And now we have the pink candle lit as well. And today it's going to be the candle of peace for us. And many of you remember this Advent wreath. Because at Christmas time, you've been in the sanctuary. And it's very familiar to us. But we do this every year. And some of you may have been doing this in your homes this year. And that'd be a great thing to do. It's a lot of fun. And it's time that you can hear God's word and pray. And then look at the warmth and the light that comes out of these candles. We also have always enjoyed the poinsettias and the beautiful red flowers that we have. And we enjoy that. We also enjoy the tree. We have all the chrismons, all the different figures. We have the cross. We have some stars. We have all kinds of ornaments that remind us of this season. And you'll notice we've got the stage cleared out. And many of you have been on this stage before. And we've had various different nativity scenes and things like that. And you may remember where we've sometimes had the baby Jesus in a manger with some straw in it. And in some of the Christmas cantatas, actually someone playing the part of Mary and Joseph. And some of you have been angels. You've had those angel wings and you've walked around and everybody's enjoyed it. Or you may have been a shepherd. And you had your staff. And sometimes you may have been a wise man. Or maybe even the animals. Boy, wouldn't that be cool to have the animals here as well. To have some live animals right here for the manger scene. That would be so awesome. Well, that reminds me. You may have seen or have been watching a lot of Christmas stories. There's some really good ones like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's an interesting Christmas story. Or you may have seen the little short story and the movie, The Grinch Stole Christmas. That's a favorite. That's a really good one as well. But another one that we often see is Charlie Brown Christmas Story. So I have something for you here that I want you to look at. Does anybody know who this is? Yeah, Linus, that's right. And notice he's got his finger, his thumb in his mouth, and he's got his blanket. Wonder why he has his thumb in his mouth, and wonder why he carries his blanket. Could it be that sometimes we get afraid and maybe carrying a blanket or a special toy or a special doll makes us feel secure and we kind of know everything is okay as long as I know where that toy is or if I have it, that blanket with me. Well, I want to tell you something really important story. If you watch the Charlie Brown Christmas story, you'll see Linus being a part of the nativity scene. Kind of like you've been parts of the nativity scenes here. But if you watch Linus real closely, you will find that he has two words in the nativity scene. And those words are, fear not. And when he says those two words, guess what happens? He drops his blanket. He drops his blanket because it's no need to fear. Mary was told to fear not. The baby that would be born would be Jesus, God's Son, our Savior. And you know why we don't fear? Because Jesus loves us. This we know because what? The Bible tells us so. So at Christmas, we have the birth of Jesus. We do not need to fear. Jesus has your back. He takes care of us. He loves you. So do your parents and those that care about you. And so at Christmas time, may we fear not. Now, I want y'all to come back on New Year's Eve because we're going to have a special Christmas story and we can read it together. So see you on Christmas Eve.
Sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's soft cry. There's a light of pure joy o'er the wonderful birth. For the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth.
Noel, the King has come, God's only begotten Son.
Let all creation sing His praises. Divine in a holy newborn face, there's a gift that will last, for the story lives on. His hope come to pass.
He is love, He is God. Noel, the King has come, God's only begotten Son. Let all creation sing His praises. Noel, the Prince of Peace, is born to set His
Come and sing Noel.
Songs like that move your spirit, remind you of the joy of Christmas and the power of music to stir your soul and speak to your heart. Today, we light our fourth Advent candle. We'll be lighting our pink candle. And so if you have your wreath at home, you also will be lighting your fourth candle as well. And so we've talked about hope, and we've talked about faith, and we've talked about joy. But the fourth candle today is a peace. In the world in which we're living right now, oftentimes we feel like we're living on the edge every day. Not quite sure what's going to pop up or happen. You know, real often in life, we stand on different types of thresholds. Sometimes that threshold is between this world and the next. Sometimes it's between ordinary, everyday life, what we sometimes call the profane. And then other times, it's in the midst of the divine, or what we call the sacred. Mundane or mystery. Whatever brink we find ourselves on, too often we forget to notice something very, very important. And that is that God is with us right now. Right now in our homes, when we're on the road driving. God, Emmanuel, Christ. Is with us. The angel appears to Joseph in a dream and to Mary in a dream with the same message. Don't be afraid. Fear not. We live in a COVID environment with uncertainty and chaos, but fear not. The Prince of Peace is born in Bethlehem. So as we light this candle today of peace, we're reminded of the peace that we desire in our hearts. We desire that peace which is based on our nearness to God. May we draw closer to God during this Christmas season. And may the Prince of Peace open up God's peace in our hearts, that we may experience that peace which passes all understanding. Glory to God for sending us His most precious gift, His Son, our Savior. So that brings us to our message for today. His name is Jesus, Wonderful, Counselor, and Prince of Peace. So we want to remember right off the bat, for unto us a child is born, and a son is given. Very familiar words from Isaiah chapter 9. Starting with verse 6. But let's go a little further. What else does it say about the Son? Verse 6, chapter 9. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it, with justice and righteousness. From now on, and forever. The zeal of the Lord's armies will accomplish this. The prophecy has been fulfilled. Jesus is that gift, that Savior, Yeshua, which means Jehovah is salvation. Jesus is our Savior. David's throne is established forever with the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, the one who has come and forgiven our sins, the one who has conquered death through his resurrection, and the one who will come again in ultimate victory over the powers of evil and darkness. In these verses, Isaiah reminds us or gives us insight into five different qualities or characteristics of the Messiah, which we as Christians know is Jesus. The Messiah is wonderful. Why? Forgiveness, everlasting life, mercy, hope, light, favor is all associated with his wonder. And when he returns again to this earth, the Messiah, Jesus, we will see him as he really is. He's also a counselor. He is our advocate. He is divine wisdom. The wisdom that Proverbs speaks about. He extends to us grace and mercy. He is Almighty God. He is all powerful. We are not more powerful than God. Jesus is God's Son. And he offers us eternal life. So wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, the Messiah, God's Son, Everlasting Father, God is, and Jesus Christ is, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever. May we remember this at Christmas as we deal with the challenges of the restricted environments in which we are currently living. God is, and Jesus is, and will continue. The world may be turned upside down, but God is eternal. Jesus is that anchor, that constant which anchors our lives, which helps us keep it together. Everlasting Father, the anchor, always there. Prince of Peace, the foundation of everlasting peace is God's justice. And it is God's justice that we seek, not man's, not human beings. God's justice. We yearn for the ultimate establishment of God's reign, God's promised kingdom. And the Messiah, that Prince of Peace, Jesus came to earth, and in doing so, the unfolding of the kingdom of God on earth, as Mark's gospel reminds us, began to take place and continues to take place. So, for unto us a child is born and a son is given. But also today we want to remember that we are to fear not. For God is in control. God sent us a Savior, His most precious gift, His Son. So if you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew's Gospel. Let's go to the first chapter. And we'll begin with verse 18. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And this angel gave Joseph a message. And the angel told Joseph, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid, fear not. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Because she has been conceived, what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you, Joseph, you are to name him Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins." A couple of things that we want to remember as we look at this account. First, to fully understand Jesus' birth, we need to understand or know how to appreciate the Jewish marriage practices at the time. You see, it was part of a two-part process. There was the betrothal, which was stage one. And then there was the marriage ceremony, which completed the process. See, the marriages often and the betrothal were arranged. It was not necessary that the couple know each other. You didn't pick each other out. Oftentimes, families arranged these marriages. There was also oftentimes a year of separation between the betrothal and the actual marriage ceremony. And then there was an economic exchange oftentimes between families, something that we know of as a bride price or a dowry. Because you see, in this time, someone was moving from one family to another. How do you make it a little more equitable in the process? So there were dowries and there were bride prices. And then there was some concern about infidelity during the waiting period. Infidelity could bring shame, and it was not two-sided, it was one-sided. If the woman was not faithful, it could bring shame to the family. It also could invoke something as severe as a death penalty, as you see in the book of Deuteronomy, or an annulment or a divorce. See, those are the kind of things that you need to know. That's the backdrop of the story that we have of Mary and Joseph. So given that information, Here's some things that I want us to think about with respect to Joseph. There's a point that I think is important. Joseph knew that Mary, who was obviously pregnant, could face public humiliation. Now, some will argue, well, he was just trying to do it to save his own skin or to save his own face. But I don't think Joseph was just thinking about himself. He wanted to make sure also that she did not receive any type of severe treatment. We also know that this is a but God moment. But God. See, Joseph thought he had this thing figured out. We'll just quietly move away, and things will be taken care of. He thought he had it under control. Perhaps this is why he could sleep. Perhaps this is why he could rest enough to dream. But God had something else in mind. And so through the angel in the dream, Joseph, don't be afraid. The angel tells Joseph, you don't have it under control. I have it under control. God is in control of this situation. For Mary has been impregnated by the Holy Spirit. The child is God's son. And when all this comes to pass, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. And Jesus, the name, means Jehovah is salvation. He is our Savior, the promised Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ. And he is also Emmanuel, God with us. Perhaps we need to think of saying something like this. You know, we talk about God is good all the time. God is good. Maybe we ought to start thinking God is with us all the time. God is with us. Because that's important, and we miss that too often. Joseph had to believe the angel, and he had to be willing to trust God. And I got to thinking about that. Could you or I have done something like that? Could we have trusted God in a situation like that? Let's put it in a real life context. Are we willing to listen to God when He speaks to us? Are we willing to respond to His promptings? You see, this is an important part of the Christmas story that we often forget. Just as God spoke to Mary and Joseph, He can also speak to you and me. And when He speaks, are we willing to listen? And are we willing to act on what God may ask us to do? The third thing I'd like to share with us today is that this Christmas, you and I have already received the best gift we could ever receive. This gift comes directly from God and is addressed to each one of us. But we must receive it. We do not want to leave this gift on the doorstep, because that's how we're getting a lot of our gifts this Christmas. It's on the doorstep. It's kind of like the daily dump and the daily drop-off. What gifts are coming today? And if they don't come, where are they? And where have they been sent? People have really been tracking things this Christmas. But we must be willing to open the doors to our hearts to receive this most precious gift. This gift, Jesus Christ. He is, or He can be, our Lord and Savior. There's only one catch. We must be willing to receive Him as the Lord of our life. He comes to us, but we have to receive Him. When we do this, we realize something very, very important. We realize that life really isn't about us. It really is about serving others, working together, and glorifying God in everything that we do. So this morning, or whenever you're listening to this message, is Christ missing in your life this holiday season? Would you like to know Him as your Lord and Savior? Would you like to become a Christian and follow Jesus? If so, I'm going to invite you to do something very, very basic. Pray the sinner's prayer. And by the way, we're all sinners, saved by God's grace. So you're not the only one. We're all sinners, saved by grace. So you may want to say something like this: Jesus, I am a sinner. I accept Your unconditional love and mercy, which is extended to me. I confess my sins, and I ask for Your forgiveness. And I will make You the Lord of my life. If you've made that decision, share it with someone. Tell them the good news. Let them know that you want Jesus as the Lord of your life. And if you make that decision, I'd like to invite you to get involved in a local church. Worship with them. Celebrate with them. Get involved with their ministries. And know that the doors of Berea Baptist Church here in Durham, North Carolina, are open to you. We'd be glad to hear from you. If you feel that your walk with Christ is not where it should be, and you want to reaffirm your commitment to Christ, do that today as well. Let's be a part of the unveiling of revival in our land. And may we joyfully fulfill the Great Commission together. So as we end this podcast and prepare for the days to come, and as we prepare for Christmas Eve and for Christmas, and then the coming new year, may we be strengthened by this paraphrased prophecy that has been fulfilled in Isaiah 9:6. A child has been born for us, which we celebrate at Christmas time. God has given us His only Son, and God's kingdom is being established each and every day. Amen.